listening to the New Beginnings Chiropractic and Life Coaching Podcast with Dr. John Baker, where we are dedicated to serving corrective care chiropractors, their staff, and mankind with multiple layers of excellent service, knowledge, and love as we continually inspire some of the happiest, most prosperous people in healthcare on our planet.
Hello and happy April 3rd. This weekend, whether we're doing it Friday or we're doing it Saturday, we've got a seminar on being first class, being classier, being more tasteful. Please be aware that all of us can always be better. Without a shadow of a doubt, we can all be better. How you'll be able to do that is strive not to be a success, but rather to be a value, to be a value to the planet, to your patients, to your staff and fellow workers, to your family, to your neighborhood. Being where you're at is about being all in. For years, people have talked about multitasking, and the majority of people who look at multitaskers and say, they're multitaskers. They're not bragging. They're pretty much saying they do a whole bunch of stuff about average or below average. If you look at a champion, they do one thing really, really well. A champion father or mother, when they're home, they're home. When they're at work, they're at work. When they're driving, they're driving. Why? Because if they do it all for their family, they want to drive safe. They want to be at work and be productive. They don't have to tell people they do it all for them. They don't have to look at their kids and say, I do it all for you. They certainly don't have to look at their significant other and say, that's easy for you to say. Look what I have to do. They're all in. Being where you are at, present time consciousness, when you are in a place, let's use the office for an example, as a CA or DC, take up one idea of serving better today than you ever have before. What will you do? Will you make more eye contact? Will you make better eye contact? Will you let your referrals flow freely and not appear so canned or planned? Or worse yet, avoid them because you're so afraid of doing them wrong, you don't do them right. Take up that one idea of serving better than ever today. Make service your life. Think of it. Dream of it. Live on that idea of service. Let your brain, your muscles, your nerves, and every part of your body be full of that idea and just leave every other idea alone. That's the way to success. So many people are watching 6, 7, 8 different TV channels at everything they do. If you get home and your significant other says, how was your day? And you're reading a newspaper and or looking at your social media and or listening to TV and your social media and or listening to TV, your social media and texting somebody, I doubt you're communicating well with your spouse. Try this. Put everything down. Look your significant other or your children or your patients or your staff directly in the eye and really listen like you've never listened before. Of all the things we find in all the recordings we've listened to, especially in the last 4 years, we find that people blow right past a bond. And a bond isn't, wow, you look great today. Wow, your hair looks great. That's not a bond. That's some superficial way of entering a bond. A bond is a question, a statement, 3, 4, 5 statements in a row where you state something like, goodness, when did this start for you? And you actually listen. Oh my gosh, what do you think caused this? And you actually listen. And maybe you say, how does it affect you today at work and at home? How does it affect you? And you actually listen. Imagine how much better your relationship would be with your children, your grandchildren, your significant others, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your patients. Imagine how much better it would be if you asked and really, really listened. That's why it's so important that this weekend we spend the whole 3 hours on tastefulness. Folks, SCAs, healthcare providers, SDCs, doctors of chiropractic, the world expects you to be sharper than them, to dress better than them, to know more than them. You can't engage simple little news, weather, sports, politics, and religion questions, of which there is never a right answer, just so you know, which is another reason why we'd never engage them. Because we don't want to be controversial. We don't want to be adversarial. If you believe in blue and somebody else believes in gray, why would you ever have that discussion in the office? Why? That's not what you do. You serve people. You've got to be there for them. You've got to be there for them. You've got to go to a whole nother level and be there for them. You can do it. The thing is you've absolutely got to allow yourself to do it. You've got to be free to be where you're at. Some of you are so afraid of doing something wrong, very seldom do you ever do anything. If you allow me to let you in on a little tip, if you're listening to this recording as a CA or a DC, you've already been vetted well. You've already been told by being hired that you are definitely the kind of person we want to surround ourselves with. You're definitely the kind of person we want to train with. You're definitely the kind of person we want to grow with. You're definitely the kind of person we want to learn from. Act the part. Act the part. Act the part. You should do what doctors and healthcare assistants do. That is, they are first class in all areas. They dress sharp. They talk smart. They connect well. They're very concerned. They do not engage in chit-chat that won't help that patient stay, pay, improve, and refer others. Casual conversation about what you did the weekend? Come on, folks. That's not what CAs and DCs should be doing. Not at all. We should be obsessed with being connected and concerned with that patient. If they tell us they went to the beach this weekend, maybe you have a story of a lifeguard that was adjusted in your office this year or last year or years before and had a life-changing experience and went on to save hundreds of lives because they were allowed to fulfill their job, their duty. And it wouldn't be much different with you, Mary, as a cafeteria worker at the school. Every single day that you suffer less, you give a better product to the kids, to the world. And look at what you do as an absolute necessity, not a luxury. Folks, service to others is the rent we pay for our room here on earth, and the rent is due today, and it's due every single day. Success loves action. Just take action. Action is the foundational key of all success. Earn your success based on service to others, not at the expense of others. Every time someone doesn't get the care they need, they will suffer more and die sooner. Every single time. Accept that responsibility. Be aware of your words. Listening to a recording today. Doctor is working with me, we're working together on creating care plans for patients. And he says, what was the exact, I tried to put it on my mind, but it sounded something like this. Oh yeah, here it is. There is some moderate degeneration in the C3, C4, C5, and some more moderate to severe degeneration at L5. Take the word some out, it waters the whole thing down. There is moderate degeneration at C3, 4, 5. And there is moderate to severe degeneration at L5. Take mush words out. Some, say, so. Get rid of the mush words. If you have not engaged in at least 1 year of Toastmasters International, please, for the betterment of the world, your office, and your family, and most importantly yourself, Go to Toastmasters for a year and improve your speaking. Let's all engage on a more tasteful delivery of what we do, a more first-class representation of what we do, a more classy version of what we do and who we are. Folks, without a shadow of a doubt, you are some of the best of the best of the best on the planet at what you do. But there's a lot of room for improvement for all of us. Let's improve together. Baker out, but Baker all in for you.
Thank you for listening to the New Beginnings podcast. To learn more about New Beginnings and our three levels of coaching, head to our website at chiropracticlifecoaching.com. While you're there, be sure to grab our free PDF titled Directional Communication, where we'll give you simple, step-by-step instructions that you can implement this week in your office to improve your doctor-patient communication so your patients will get the message and gladly pay for care. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Get ready to serve more people, work less hours, make more money, and have more fun.